Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, Clay County, and welcome to Clay County Corner here in the historic Clay County Courthouse. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who I have just verified is on the road to Murfreesboro, as are a lot of folks headed to the state tournament game today. We want to wish the Clay County High School boys team best wishes and good luck in their search for a second straight state title. We also might add that Thomas's nephew, Grant Strong, was named the Class 1A Mr. Basketball for the second year in a row, an incredible honor. It's incredible to win it once. It's, I guess we could say, almost otherworldly to win that award twice. But congratulations to Grant and his teammates. He'd be the first to tell you they played a huge part in that. As they seek a second straight state championship in Class 1A. I'm sure all of you who are planning to go know that that game time has been moved up from 1:15 to 12:30 due to the fact that MTSU will be hosting a women's NIT basketball game tonight there at Murphy Center. But that's the big news in Clay County. We do have another great show lined up here. We have some folks from Tri-County Electric Membership Corporation, and we will be speaking to them, but first we'll go back and let our sponsors tell you what it is they do. Stay with us here at Clay County Corner.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who, as we mentioned earlier, is on the way to Murfreesboro, as are no doubt a few hundred folks, to the state tournament today. Boys CCHS team competing in that. Again, want to wish them good luck. We may talk more about that as the day goes on, but we now will turn to our guests. We have two very special guests with us today. We have Mr. Paul Thompson, who is the general manager and CEO of Tri-County Electric, and we also have Ms. Tammy Dixon. Now, she's got a long title, External Relations and Human Resources, and it's probably a little longer than that, Tammy, but I'll stop there. Is that good enough?
Yes,
will that work?
Good
okay,
enough.
Great.
Thank
you all so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thomas has wanted to have you guys here for a long time, and I'm glad that's happened, and I'm sorry he's not able to be here, but thank you all for being here today. We really, really appreciate it. Paul, let's start out with you. Tell us a little bit about where you're from originally and how you came to be where you're at today.
Okay. Well, I was actually born in Indianapolis, but my family moved to Macon County when I was less than a year old. And so I was born and raised in Lafayette, went to high school there, went to school at Tennessee Tech. And then after school at Tennessee Tech, I went to work for a microbiology company, Becton Dickinson.
Well, let me stop you for just a minute. What did you major in at Tech, just out of curiosity?
I went to Tennessee Tech and started out in pre-pharmacy.
Okay.
And then I had a graduate class, and there was a pharmacist who had come back to school who had graduated in 1957. And there was only eight of us in this graduate class in micro, and during that class, he talked me out of going to pharmacy school, and so I decided I'd do something different.
Well, normally I'd say that might have been a bad move, but in your case, it's worked out really well, hasn't it?
It turned out fine. But he did. He talked about the cost associated with starting your own pharmacy and all that kind of thing, and I just didn't have the finances to do that, and so I started looking at other opportunities. So got a degree in biology and ended up going to work with Becton Dickinson, and with them, I traveled all over the Southeast, and so I was gone. Most times I'd leave on Sunday evenings or really early Monday mornings,
okay,
and get back into town on Thursday afternoons. And so in 1998, there was an opening at Tri-County for a marketing position. So I got a chance to come home,
mm-hmm,
and then in the spring of 2001, our general manager that had hired me took the job as the CEO of the Tennessee Statewide. And when he left, the board of directors gave me an opportunity to become manager at Tri-County, and that was in 2001. And so I've enjoyed it. I've been there ever since then.
You've been there a long time, haven't you?
Pretty good while.
Yeah. Is there a typical path to becoming the general manager of a cooperative somewhere? People just from all sorts of backgrounds are in it.
There are a lot of different backgrounds, but I think if you looked at the most predominant is people who have engineering backgrounds,
mm-hmm,
because every electric co-op is going to have an engineering group, and that's going to be led by somebody who's, you know, the director of engineering, who's going to be leading that department, typically there for quite a while, and then they'll move into the management position, or accounting is another frequent path. And then when you look at people from their marketing departments, that's the three most common. Typically, electric co-ops try to hire from within. They hire people who have been there for a little while, and they kind of understand the cooperative business because it is a little bit unique. And they know the relationships with our G&T partners, the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Right.
So it's going to be somebody either from a marketing position like our HR, like Tammy is, or the accounting or engineering.
I see. Tammy, let's turn to you. And I've met Mr. Thompson face-to-face today for the first time. We've communicated a little electronically, but this is the first. Now, I've known Tammy for a lot. I shouldn't say a long time, but it's been quite a while.
It has been a long time.
Me being in the newspaper business and her being in a PR or media type position. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you come to be at Tri-County?
So I was born, raised, still live in Hartsville. Went to school at Cumberland University in Lebanon, and while I was there, I did an internship in the Tennessee General Assembly with Senator Rochelle. And he actually, my plans were to go to law school, so you know how what they say about plans.
Right.
But he ended up hiring me before I finished my last 15 hours after I went to work for him. So I drove back and forth from Hartsville to Nashville for about 10 years. And then luckily there was a position open at Tri-County,
mm-hmm.
and David Callis, whom Paul was speaking of, Paul was my boss, but David was still the general manager at that time, so he hired me, and I started in January, and then he left in, was it February or
March? You ran him off.
Perhaps. But at that time, I did marketing and key accounts, and then as times have changed, we've adapted more and included the human resources department in my department, so it's more of an external relations HR. We do marketing, communications, whatever's needed to do.
I didn't realize you had been involved in state government at that level. That's an interesting and challenging field. I know, but boy, you talk about learning how things work. You learn how things happen there, don't you?
Yes, sir. It was very interesting, but the drive, not so much.
Right.
And truthfully, politics was a little more, everybody got along a lot better at that time as well.
It's interesting how that's changed down through the years. It truly is. Guys, we'll head next into kind of the history of Tri-County, how it got started. But my watch tells me we probably ought to take a short break right now, so we'll do that. Please stay with us here on Clay County Corner.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here with Mr. Paul Thompson and Tammy Dixon from Tri-County Electric. Guys, again, thank you all for being here. We found out how it was y'all arrived at Tri-County. Let's talk a little bit about the cooperative itself. I know it's got a long and truly illustrious history. You guys take us back as far as you can, and let's work our way up to present time. How did Tri-County come to be formed?
But back in the early 30s, FDR passed the Rural Electrification Act because rural communities had no electricity or very minimal. There were some generation stations that are around at some places, but no real reliable power source. And immediately after that happened, community leaders all across the country started looking at forming rural electric co-ops because the investor-owned had basically said, it's not profitable enough for us to come into real rural areas of the United States and serve people because you only have maybe one customer every 10 or 15, 20 miles, that type of thing. So in our case, Will Hall Sullivan, who was a local guy there in Macon County, and actually he was the founder of North Central Telephone, and I'm not so sure that he didn't play a role in the formation of Twin Lakes Telephone.
Interesting. Now, what was his background?
I know at one time he was the city mayor. He lived just one street over from me. I actually met him when I was a child. But he was an innovator. He wanted to see the quality of life improve in rural America. So he worked really hard. But he and some other local community leaders in Macon County got together and formed Tri-County Electric. We still have that name.
And it was literally Tri-County in the beginning, wasn't it?
It was in the beginning. It was Macon, Trousdale, and a portion of Sumner County that we originally formed to serve. And then a few years, I think it was Christmas Eve, 1936, when the first 80 miles or 85 miles of line were energized for Tri-County Electric. And then shortly after that, there were acquisitions made of other small electric utilities that had those generation stations that I referenced earlier. And so it continued to grow, and then just a few short years later, Tri-County had required some service territories that extended all the way up to Berksville, Kentucky, and then over into Scottsville, Kentucky, and brought us to basically where we are today. We've had continued growth throughout the years, and TVA was formed to supply power to those rural electric co-ops that were forming in the valley. And that's how Del Hollow Lake got formed,
right,
with TVA. So we've seen continued growth, and we serve now about 1,800 square miles in Kentucky and Tennessee. And our membership is split almost equally between those two states. And we now have about 54,500 meters that we're serving in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Interesting. This is a question I guess you can be asked. What do you see as the biggest changes that have taken place from the 1930s to present time, not only at Tri-County, but just in the delivery of electricity to homes and businesses?
Yeah, I think the big thing that is you know, our equipment has changed drastically, you know, how the terrain is in the rural areas that we serve. And, you know, originally those guys were taking those poles up there, you know, dragging them up there with mules.
Right.
And digging post holes by hand. And so now we have, you know, four-wheel drive and six-wheel drive equipment and huge augers that, you know, do the digging and lift the poles and all that kind of thing. So from that perspective, it's drastically changed, but probably the biggest change that we've seen, and I think it would apply to most industry, is technology. And the electric co-ops seem to be behind the curve, really, on technology. But if you look at the last 10, 15 years, technology's caught up with our business. And we became in, I think it was in 2003, maybe, we became the first electric co-op in Tennessee or Kentucky that went to 100% automated meter reading. So we can, through the advancement of technology, we can read any meter on our system within about 30 seconds, and we actually do that through the power line carrier right to that meter. So we can check not only to see if your meter is on, but we can actually see your usage. And
that's helped in terms of manpower to a certain degree.
It
doesn't require as many folks.
Yeah, at the time, we had people who that was their primary function was to go out and read meters every month.
Right.
And then we were actually contracting. And at that time in our budget, we were paying a little over $500,000 a year to the contractors
Wow.
to go out and read meters.
Mm-hmm.
So a huge expense. And once we went to automated metering, that was totally eliminated. And we had projected, I think, an 11-year payback on that investment. And I think it took us something less than 6 years to actually pay it all back. And so our members have been saving that money.
Well, that was truly a no-brainer, wasn't it?
It was.
Despite the upfront costs. But
no question. And it being new, you know, us being, you know, out there on the leading edge, I guess, and being the first co-op to do it, you know, there were a lot of questions. But it turned out great, and we've had visits from a lot of electric co-ops in both Tennessee and Kentucky to look at our system, and most everybody now has adopted that technology. But it also allowed us to do things with outage management. So now if a storm comes through, we can tell you when people start calling in. If you called in and your power was off, we would enter that into our system. And we would, the only thing we would know then is that's an isolated outage. But then it wouldn't work for Tammy. That's too far away. But if we lived in this community and Tammy were in the community and she called in, then we would log hers in and the system would start to build a model. They would say, well, if both these individuals are out and the outage is connected, then what most likely is the problem? Where's the issue? And then as more and more people call in, our system continues to build that model, and we've already called out the people that are on call for us in that district.
Right.
And most times, before they can actually get into their vehicle and get headed out, you know, to see, to try to do the restoration, we can pretty much tell them where they need to go. We can direct them to a breaker or a switch or that type of thing. So
that's a far cry from the old days, isn't it? I mean, you literally had to go out and workers didn't physically search, I'm sure, right, to
that's
determine.
True. That's true.
And now a computer algorithm can tell you within reason where the problem is. That's amazing.
Yeah, for the most part. Now, there's still that, you know, no computer system or model can be absolute, and so we still have to have that knowledge from our staff to be able to go out and say, well, I've gone here and I don't see that there, so then they'll have to physically go out and find some things. But it's so much different.
And if I can interject, that's
sure.
Also why it's so important that we have an accurate phone number for you in our system. You can call in, you can use the automated system, or, you know, if you don't want to wait to speak to somebody, because a lot of times I know if my power goes out, I just want to make sure Tri-County Electric knows that my power's out. I don't have to speak to someone.
Right.
But it's so important that we have an accurate phone number for you. And also, speaking of technology, you can go to our website, www.tcemc.org, and we have a real-time outage map. So you can
That's cool.
Do that
I've seen time. That. That's really neat. It is. Well, Tammy, in terms of while we're on the topic of technology, it's changed the way you were able to do your job tremendously, I would imagine, since the beginning. You know, you had to get news releases out and worry about deadlines and this and things like that. And now you can just go, I'm holding up a smartphone, guys. So many ways to let people know different things that are going on.
Yes, sir. It has definitely helped us tremendously a lot. I can remember we had to mail news releases a lot of times.
I remember those
and our
days.
Ads had to be mailed. Yes, you do. That's when we started working together. But everything has come a little simpler. And we've gotten a little better. We aren't utilizing a lot of social media still. But our communications assistant, Hope Green, is really good about trying to get things out on Facebook, on Tri-County's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a scheduled outage or, you know, if there's something going on, that's primarily the only social media we do. But she does a good job of getting things out that we need to have people aware of.
Well, you know, just from, well, what I've done, working in PR and working at the chamber, things have changed so much. And I mean, well, you're talking about social media now. You've almost got to have somebody who is doing that full time. Almost.
Paul and I are neither one very good at that. We don't do Facebook.
I understand that completely.
Fortunately, she is, but I don't know the address of our Facebook page. But I know if you go to our website, you can click on the Facebook icon. Other people probably are much more tech savvy on that. Than
Absolutely. And of course, I know in terms of technology, you used to communicate with workers, no doubt, lines people and other folks. Strictly by radio, I guess, in the old days, and I guess you can still do it that way, but thanks to the wonders of these things we carry in our pockets and our pocketbooks, whatever the case is, you can be in touch with folks just immediately. And it doesn't have to be a phone call. It could be a text or whatever. Just a lot of different things. Guys, I appreciate that information about the technology and the history of Tri-County. Going back to it not being just Tri-County anymore, even that name is there, how many counties are, I guess you guys refer to them as districts, how many districts are there now? What are the different counties and across the two states?
So we actually have 10 board districts. We have 8 offices, but 10 board districts. We have 4 in Tennessee and 4 in Kentucky. So, of course, here in Clay County, Ronald Bailey is your board director.
Right.
He's been on our board for a long time. Everybody knows
Ronald. He has. Yeah, everybody knows Ronald. Yeah.
And, so we have a Salina. We have Rebel and Springs District. We have the Lafayette District. We have the Westmoreland District and the Hartsville District. And then in Kentucky, we have Burkesville, Edmonton, Tompkinsville, Fountain Run, and Scott.
That's a wide swath.
It, we have 8, what's that, 8 offices.
Right. Guys, we've got just a couple minutes before we need to take another break. Something that we've talked a little bit about here, but maybe we could address a little more directly. There's a tremendous labor shortage going on countrywide, and it's in every little county, every little community, and across the nation. Has Tri-County, seems like to me maybe y'all are in a different situation. Have you struggled to find workers during all this?
We really haven't, and we've been fortunate. It's a great place to work. Good, the benefits are good. But they can take a lot of pride in what they're doing in their community, and we try to make sure that everybody that works for Tri-County, it's under our logo, owned and operated by those we serve. We want our members to be our employees, and so they're home. You know, they're not working here and looking for an opportunity to get back home. They're actually home, and so I think that makes a big difference. A lot of people, and we've talked about it a little bit, you know, historically people thought, well, you got to go to college, get a good job, and but now there's lineman training schools all across the country, and so
well, my employer has one now too. You know, TCAD at Livingston has that program operating too. So hopefully there'll be a pipeline for you guys when let's face it, somebody's going to retire sometime, and maybe we'll have an open pipeline.
Tammy and I, for I guess maybe 10 years ago, we were going out to all of the local high schools each year and setting up booths inside the cafeteria to meet with the children and you know, talk to them about our young adults and talk to them about their career after high school and trying to encourage them to go to lineman school, and that worked out really well. But we need IT folks, and Yusef Kazmakowski is from here in Clay County.
Absolutely.
He heads up our IT department. He's absolutely outstanding. We couldn't have a better person in that position. We have accounting folks. So there's a lot of opportunities. Customer service, which is the front line for Tri-County. We have 2 people in this local office, and there'll be opportunities there as well. But we've been fortunate not to have a lot of turnover.
I suspected that might be the case, and if I could give another plug to TCAT, we now have IT classes at Clay County High School.
That's correct.
Hopefully you guys will get to see that here in just a short time after we go off there, but looking forward to that. Looks like we're up against another break here. It's also time for us to mention our birthday and anniversary giveaway. We have 3 folks whose name has been thrown into the pot today. 2 birthdays, Vera Coons and Erica Harper, and 1 anniversary, Bonnie and Larry Denton. We'll have a drawing through our sophisticated system here at the end of the show, and we will give away a prize to one of those folks, or maybe 2 of those folks, with a reminder that you go by the Clay County Partnership Chamber of Commerce located here in town on Brown Street to pick that gift up. With that, we will let our advertisers speak again, and please stay with us here on Clay County Corner.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eCheck's with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas Watson today. If you're just joining us, we have Paul Thompson and Tammy Dixon from Tri-County Electric with us. We've got a great show going here with a lot of pertinent information for the general public. And Tammy is going to talk to us some about public outreach and maybe some other things, but she has something in particular concerning membership meetings that she'd like to let us all know about. Tammy?
Yes, thank you, Kevin. Traditionally, as most everyone knows, we have an annual meeting each year, and we rotate it among all 10 of our board districts. So it's in a district every 10 years, and we had it a few years ago at Clay County High School. We're still would be a few years away from having another one. So this year we've decided to try something new, and we're going to actually do member appreciation meetings in each district.
That's great.
So we're going to have because we have to have with our bylaws an annual meeting. That will actually be in Lafayette on Thursday, May the 5th, the first Thursday in May.
Okay.
But then we're going to be in every district, and each district will receive the same things. There'll be attendance gifts, we'll have door prizes, we'll have snacks. But our member appreciation district in Salina will be on Tuesday, May 17th, from 11 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. So we would invite folks to come by our local office here. Your director, Ronald Bailey, will be there. You'll have management there. You'll have all of your local employees. It's just kind of a meet and greet, or you can stay longer if you need to.
Right.
But we'll have snacks. Again, we'll have attendance gifts, and we'll be drawing door prizes from each district at the conclusion of the 2 o'clock, and we'll notify people. We've got a place for the phone number. But we're really looking forward to it. We think that this is a great opportunity for us to meet more of our members and our members to actually come meet us and see what we do. And hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
Oh, I'm sure you will, and we're glad to be able to help spread the word. Talking about the big open meeting, I have this recollection of going to one of the annual meetings in Lafayette, and comedian Carl Hurley was there. Am I remembering right?
You are.
I knew who Carl Hurley was beforehand, and he is one of the funniest human beings I have ever heard in my life. I put him kind of in the category of Jerry Clower, although they have different storytelling styles. But Mr. Hurley is a hoot. And guys, if you want to hear him, just go to YouTube and type him in. There's a lot of stuff there. He is one more funny individual. Well, the big meeting and the community meetings are part, Tammy, of I guess what we could call public outreach. What other things does Tri-County do that might fall under that category? The magazine, I guess, is something maybe we could talk about. We're seeing that.
Yes, sir, we do. The magazine, we do that quarterly in January, April, August, and December, I think. We also do school activities. We participate in reality fairs, career fairs. We do chamber rotary events. One of the school events we do, which you had mentioned off air, is the Washington Youth Tour, which for the past few years, because of the pandemic, they haven't actually had a trip to Washington, but we've done a scholarship, and we have an essay contest, and the schools for juniors in high school, they write a short story. We actually have a professor at Ball State that they're all anonymous that reviews them, selects winners from each school, and we give cash prizes, $100 to the winner and $50 to the runner-up from each school, and then we provide four students in the past a trip to Washington, D.C., along with the overall winners eligible for additional scholarships, and that person's teacher is eligible for a trip to Washington as well, so there's actually five trips.
Right.
And Celine has had a lot of winners.
We really have. And my late mother-in-law was involved, even Elle Plumley was involved in a lot. She was an English teacher here for forever, is all I know, so I don't know how many years. But, yeah, she was involved in that. Again, back in the newspaper days, I always remember getting that story and a photograph or two in the summertime, you know, of that. But going to Washington is just a good thing. I wish every young person could have that opportunity. I wish every young person could have the opportunity to go to the state capitol. I think it ought to be a requirement, personally, but that's out of my that's not in my wheelhouse there.
We actually do that. Now, it does rotate among our different districts, but there's a youth leadership program, and it's also juniors. But every few years, two students, usually male and female from a school, is selected to go on youth leadership to Nashville.
Right. That's one program that had slipped by me. Anything youth leadership related, I think, is well worth the effort. I mean, it really, really is. I know it's cliche to say it, but those kids are our future. Anything we can do to help prepare them for the future is a good thing. You mentioned different co-ops there as well. I'll just throw this out, and whichever one of y'all wants to jump in will be great. How do co-ops work together? I'm just guessing there may be a state association and no doubt a national association. Talk a little bit about that for us.
The co-ops do have a state association, and we are members, Tri-County is, of the Tennessee Electric Cooperative Association, and then in Kentucky, the Kentucky Electric Cooperative Association. Both of those groups really represent us on a state and a national level, primarily on a state level, trying to protect us with legislation that may be passed and to keep rates low as we can keep them, and hopefully not have anything that would pass that that would create cost to our members. And then we belong to the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, and that is the nationwide organization that really tries to represent all of us on a federal level.
Right.
And then being members of a distributor of TVA Power, then that certainly helps. Because they're a large government entity, and so they help and watch regulations and things that may be happening too. So we got several people out there working for us.
Absolutely. And that's just the way it is. If you're an organization, a business, an industry, you've got to have somebody looking out for your interests on a bigger scale, I guess, than what you can do just locally. We're going to go for another break here, maybe a short one, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the mechanics of how Tri-County Electric and other electric cooperatives actually get the electricity that winds up powering all these devices in our home. But we'll do that right after this short break. Please stay with us.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here with Tammy Dixon, excuse me, and Paul Thompson of Tri-County Electric. We have been talking about electricity and how it affects our life and all these different things, and we're kind of saving maybe some of the best stuff for last. It's all been good, but we're going to talk now about how it is that electricity winds up in our homes. Guys, walk us through that. How does electricity wind up in our homes and our businesses and powering us through literally our everyday life?
Okay, we're very fortunate, I think, to have the Tennessee Valley Authority as our generation and transmission partner. They have a very diverse group of generation. There's many companies out there that are one source. They may be natural gas fired or coal fired. And if anything happens with either one of those fuel sources, then it can drive prices out the roof. We've seen that in some of our neighboring areas in Kentucky that are served by an entity that is 100% coal-fired, and they've been buying on the market natural gas. So the volatility that's there, they've seen some huge increases over the last few months. But TVA has coal-fired generation. They have nuclear. They have natural gas. They have hydro. They have wind. They have solar. So a huge mix, and they can stage those to bring them online as demand rises, and they'll start with their lowest cost source of nuclear.
And I guess that diversity helps to keep costs down considerably, doesn't it?
It really does. Makes a huge difference. And then they have the transmission system, which takes it from that generation source, whatever it may be, over to each individual electric co-ops. And so we have delivery points at our substations, so they'll deliver at us at a really high voltage, comes into our transformers that are in the substation, and that voltage is stepped down there to get onto the distribution side. And everything on the distribution side belongs to Tri-County in our area. So we carry those lines, those lines and poles you see all over the community, belong to Tri-County. They're yours as a member owner, mm-hmm. and that's what brings the power to your house. And then outside your house, and sometimes multiple houses will share one, but there's another transformer, and it steps down the power to the voltage then that you can use inside your home, you know, to run your heating and cooling system, your water heater, your television, all your electronics. So we have to step it down to a voltage that you can use it there. So it's a complicated process, and there's, you know, different things that happen along the way, but primarily is getting into those transformers and step it down into a voltage that you can actually use.
Right.
And then one of the things that we're seeing more and more out there is people who, you know, they want to buy generators, mm-hmm. and hook them up at their home if there is an outage. Or they'll want to install solar panels, rooftop solar panels at their home. And we encourage that because solar is a low-cost renewable energy source. But what you have to be careful of, you want to communicate with Tri-County anytime you do that. Because if there's an outage, that outage may include 1,000 homes. And we've identified that through our system that we talked about a little bit earlier. And we dispatch linemen, and they're out there. And because of us knowing and being able to ping those meters, and we see that there's no power flowing from us down to that meter,
right,
then we're saying there's no voltage there. There's no power. And so our guys are going out there under the assumption that there is no electricity flowing through those lines. If you have a generator on your system and it's not hooked up correctly, or if you have solar panels on your system and it's not followed the proper process, you can actually be pushing power back onto our lines. And even though you'd say, well, that's a really small voltage that I'm doing, well, when it gets to our transformer, the opposite effect that happens, where we step down that voltage for you to be able to use it in your home, that transformer steps up that voltage. So you could easily kill one of our linemen. And so that's why we try to educate people and tell them to please contact us. You know, we're all for having generators. We're all for solar installation. We think it's a great thing. But you just do, like anything else, you just need to do it in the right manner so that everybody can be safe.
How big a part of the overall electricity market, for lack of a better term, and I'm sure there is a better one, is solar power? For example, of the power that Tri-County purchases out on the market, how much of it is solar power? Is that a big player in the cooperative market, or is that more just a business or a home-based thing?
It's becoming a bigger and bigger component. The cost associated with solar panels has dropped considerably. And there are entities out there now that are installing what we would call utility-scale solar. They'll put hundreds of acres of solar panels out there. We are actually working with a company now to look at maybe entering into an agreement with them where they would install solar. They build it. They maintain it. We enter into a contract with them to purchase the power that's generated, and we can do it at about 25% less than we buy from TVA. Historically, we've not had that option.
Right.
We were sole source TVA.
Right.
TVA couldn't sell outside their territory, and we couldn't buy from outside, so nobody could come inside the fence, they call it. But now that's changing. TVA has decided to let us buy a portion of our power, and so we're looking into that, and if it makes financial sense for our members, then we're still it. You know, I think 10 years from now, you'll see that percentage of solar will continue to increase.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that everybody has to think about, as good as solar is, but being renewable, it generates, you know, electrons just like coal-fired generation would. And your system's not going to know the difference in that. But the sun doesn't shine all the time. And certainly we want power all the time.
Absolutely.
So you have to look at that. And so storage is another thing that's starting to happen. They're developing battery technology that's going to allow some of that to come in. And so I think when there's advancements made there, you're going to see more prevalence of solar. But at this point, we're just not there with the battery technology.
Have you guys heard anything about and again, I'll say for lack of a better term, a solar plant being in the works anywhere in this vicinity?
Not in our service territory. There are some of those. West Tennessee, there's a large one going in there, and they usually, they have to enter into a contract, a three-party contract with the local power company and TVA, because, and it doesn't matter how much power you can generate if you can't get it to the folks that need it, to their homes. And so then they enter into an agreement with TVA and the local power companies, and hopefully those savings can be passed along to the members. One thing I'd like to touch on, it has become a big problem, and in fact I think there's some discussion in Kentucky and Tennessee of legislation being passed to protect some of our members. What we've got going on, and we've seen it a lot, is a solar salesman will talk to someone. Sometimes they'll send out invitations to come to a dinner. And they talk about how, oh, you know, if you'll enter into this agreement with us, then you're not going to have an electric bill every year or every month. And everybody likes that. I mean, that's a huge bill you get every month. But they convince many of our members to invest $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to install solar at their home. They tell them that the payback is going to be a year or two or three. Well, the truth is, when you look at what they're installing, even a perfect scenario, if it's generated as, you know, the maximum amount they claim it will, that it's rated for, and you're looking at a 20 or 30-year payback.
Well, and depending on what age you are, that could be interesting, couldn't it?
It's just nuts. And people get misled. They sign an agreement, and sometimes before we even hear it. But our engineering department, if you're thinking about solar, we encourage that. But be smart about it. You know, get the information from whoever the salesperson is, and they shouldn't care for an electrical engineer to analyze their proposal if they're being honest with you.
Right.
But if you'll give that to us ahead of time, before you sign anything, we'll get you an honest response back and tell you what you can really expect as far as a payback. And then when you have all the information, the accurate information, if you want to do solar, we're okay with that. We encourage it. We think it's a good thing. Again, we're looking at partnering with somebody.
Properly done.
Yes, properly done. We think it's a great thing.
Right.
But just be sure that you don't get scammed, and we're seeing a lot of that. But I do think you're going to see legislation in the next couple of years in both Tennessee and Kentucky to hopefully provide some protection to people and keep them from getting scammed. Because it's just, well, it's like you've always heard. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. Absolutely. Back to how you guys procure power and other electric providers, there's actually an open market out there for electric power, right? If people have excess power, what's the best way to say it? Well, at the point of origin, if they've got, they can just put it out on open market for a certain price, right? For example, you guys might not buy all your electricity at the same price.
Well, that's true in some parts of the country. Not really true in the Tennessee Valley.
Okay.
We're contractually bound to buy 100% of our electricity through TVA.
Okay.
As I talked about earlier, TVA recognizes that there's some other opportunities out there, and if there are entities who want to build utility-scale solar, for instance, then that may keep them from having to build additional generation. And so it holds costs down, and they're looking at keeping, you know, the cost of electricity in the valley as low as possible. So we can't really go out onto the open market.
But that does take place.
It does take place all across the country. Everywhere outside the Tennessee Valley Authority, it definitely takes place.
You know, for us as consumers, that's an interesting concept to think that there's an open market for electricity out there. You know, very interesting. Paul, you mentioned a couple of terms there. I guess we need to touch on, you know, renewable is something that we hear constantly. It doesn't matter what it is. And one of the big things now, even in things not related to natural resources, is sustainability. How do we keep this going for the next 10 years or the next 50 or 100 years? Talk about sustainability in terms of Tri-County Electric.
Okay. Well, I think that we are fortunate, again, to have TVA as our generation and transmission partner, and they're looking at that, and again, they have installed some solar and some wind generation. They have a large nuclear fleet, and truthfully, from an environmental standpoint and from a cost perspective, nuclear is the best option that's out there. And so I really think as you look over the next 10, 15, 20 years, you're going to see what they call modular nuclear units. They're very small. They don't take 10, 15 years to construct. They're manufactured, brought in, and installed, and they're up and running. And in fact, TVA has entered into an agreement just this year and getting some government funding to put one of those modular units in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in our service territory, but I think in the next 10 years you'll probably see one in our service territory. I believe it'll be down in Trousdale County. There's where they started a nuclear facility back in the 70s, and then regulations were changing almost daily when they were doing that. And I think at that time TVA started about 15 nuclear plants at one time. Now, if they'd completed all those, we would be sitting, you know, in a good position with low-cost power, but that didn't happen. They abandoned that site down there. But I think they'll come back and put a modular unit there in the next 10, 15 years. They already own the easements to get the transmission lines that would be required to get that power out of there.
Okay.
So I think it'll happen, but I think that's really where we are. When you look at the future, you are going to see more advancements in battery technology and solar panels. Wind turbines are becoming more and more popular, but I think nuclear is going to play a huge role. I wouldn't be surprised for coal to be completely gone 10 years from now. Natural gas, I think, potentially could still be playing a role. But I think you will see them trending more towards the nuclear and then the battery storage so that they can bring in more of the solar.
Nuclear still, to the general public, though, a little bit of a scary word, isn't it?
It is.
And we're hearing even about that in the news now with the war that's going on in the Ukraine. At least one nuclear plant was bombed or something, and I remember there being talk of a second one, but I guess when, you know, we bomb winds up being on the second part of nuclear in our minds a lot of time, but it doesn't always have to be a destructive force, does it?
It really does. And if you do things in the right way, it's extremely safe. TVA's not had any issues, with their nuclear facilities, and you have the byproduct, the waste of nuclear at some point. You know, how do you dispose of that? But really, even solar. You know, a big question that's coming up now is, what happens to those solar panels 20, 30 years from now when they're at the end of their life? What do you do with them? How do you dispose of them? And so there's questions out there with anything, and there's no perfect, I guess, answer. But I do think if you look at, and who knows what technology will change, but if you look at where we are today, I think nuclear will play a role.
What are, back to technology, and we've talked about that, what are some things on the horizon from a technical standpoint that are just pretty much there right now?
Well, a SCADA system is something that we don't have, or we have minimal ability to do it, but we're installing a lot of that. That's a focus that we have is putting, some instrumentation out there, so it's going to start identifying power quality issues and alert us before there's even an outage. And then you also can do some automated switching. So we may have, for the sake of discussion, you may have four feeds coming out of a substation. Well, if we had a SCADA system, we might identify that there is an issue developing on a particular circuit. Well, we may be able to switch that entire load over to another circuit coming out of that same substation and keep any of our members on that circuit from even knowing there was a problem. Then
right.
We can go out and repair it. And so I think SCADA is going to be a big deal that's going to make a huge difference if you look over the next few years within Tri-County.
Good deal. Guys, we're headed down the home stretch. Tammy, you haven't talked in a while. I'd be willing to bet a thing or two has popped into your mind.
Actually, it did.
Well,
thank you.
Tell us about it.
When Paul was talking about being wary of scams as far as solar might be, I want to mention we occasionally get calls from people who received a call from someone saying that they're with Tri-County Electric. It may even show up on their phone that it's Tri-County Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And that they owe us money, and if they don't go buy a gift card, if they don't give their credit information right then, we're going to turn them off. We do not ever call you and ask you to make a payment. Never.
Okay.
Not going to happen. If that happens, please hang up on those folks. We suggest it, and we say contact your law enforcement officials. Truthfully, numbers pop up from everywhere, and they change so routinely. We would just recommend hang up. Do not give credit card information. Call us, and we'll tell you we won't do that. But please, please, please do not give any money to folks who call you telling you that they're Tri-County Electric and going to turn off your power. And because we're on the home stretch, if I could, I would like
sure,
to say congratulations to the Clay County High School girls basketball team on a very successful season.
Had a great
and
year.
Very good luck today to the Clay County High School boys basketball team, and hope to see them win again.
Yeah, it's and I guess we need to move on to our giveaway. But while Mr. Thompson is drawing out one of three numbers from this computerized system we have here, which are pieces of paper, looks like we have a winner for sure. And it is Bonnie and Larry Denton. Happy anniversary to you guys, and you are our prize winner. Again, just go by the Chamber of Commerce located on Brown Street here in Salina, and you can pick that up and make plans to do that. Please don't let time go by and run out on you. Guys, thanks again to Mr. Paul Thompson, Ms. Tammy Dixon, both from Tri-County Electric. This has been a great show, and we appreciate you guys being here with us today. And again, we'll close by saying go Dawgs, and tune in here next Thursday at 9 a.m. And if you miss the show, Thursday at 6 p.m. for more Clay County Corner.